It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Back in the good old days when there was a bad word in a song, you just made it backwards instead of re-recording it with a different word in there. Ah,
yeah. That was for radio, though, right?
Yes.
When they had to put the different, yeah.
Yes, yeah. But we didn't, like now, they'll record a song and they'll put a different word. They'll almost re-record the lyrics so it was clean. Not back in the day. Except for Gin and Juice was my favorite one. Because the line was rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Yeah.
There was one that just said smoking.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. You can't even say endo on radio.
Nah, it was drugs.
Back then, but now it's legal.
Everybody's doing drugs all over the place. Yeah, what? No big deal. The Twitter question.
I don't sell drugs to children.
He's being sarcastic. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% off sale on diamond jewelry and more now through Saturday in store only. Here is the Twitter question. Which do you feel more today after last night's Sixers game? Wow, Edgecombe is great. Wow, Embiid look bad. Now, I know you are wow, Edgecombe look great. What do you think the poll is at?
It should be. Well, I'm going to say I think the VJ Edgecombe looking great over that had to overshadow Embiid looking bad. So I'll say 65%.
75%.
VJ?
75% VJ, which I think is the right way to be.
Yes. I
think that is the right way to be. We will get to our AJ segment in a moment. 215-592-9494. Tom in Northeast Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Tom.
Yo, first of all, I just want to let you know, I watched that incomplete game last night with my wife. My wife and my daughter are big-time Sixers fans. I've never really been on board, but last night I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I watched the entire game. Embiid was an embarrassment the first half. An embarrassment. When the young guys were out there shooting free throws, they didn't even put Embiid underneath the net. He was back at the other end of the court because you know why? Because he's not in shape. He couldn't run down the court. It was embarrassing what he put out there last night.
Embarrassing to who?
Second. To himself, first of all.
Well,
and to the
fans. Not embarrassed. I think most fans are pretty excited. First of all, he wasn't under the hoop because they want him at this point ramping up slowly, so it saves him a trip up and down the court. So I can't imagine. Hold on, Tom. I can't imagine. Look, you can take whatever you want out of the game. That is your option and your feeling. But I can't imagine sitting there for 2.5 hours and watching a young Tyrese Maxey take over the game, score 40 points. The first game VJ Edgecombe's ever played in the NBA, scoring 34. The Sixers win. Dominic Barlow hustling his ass off for rebounds. That excitement of winning a game in Boston. And your takeaway was Joel Embiid's embarrassing. It sounds like a joyless existence.
I feel great about those three players and what they did last night. They hustled. Embiid did nothing. He didn't hustle
yes,
at all.
Yes, he played. Yes. No, it's not that he could care less. I don't agree with that. Clearly, physically, he was limited. To say that he doesn't care is just, I think, is asinine, actually.
Okay, well, if you take it for what it's worth, but to be honest with you, I think he doesn't care no more. And I think he's...
Then why is he playing?
He's physically.
Then why is he Tom?
Tom can't do it no more.
But that's different than not caring. There's two different things here. He could physically not be able to play, or he could not care. But he could collect his check and sit on the bench. He doesn't have to play.
I'm presenting
that to you. If you think he doesn't care, why is he playing?
Because he's collecting a paycheck.
But he could collect a paycheck and not play.
Okay, well, I guess what? I guess he thought he was going to come back and be this dominant player that we know is not going to. He's not going to be that no more. You know what? If you're not going to do that, and then you're going to sit there and pout every time he lost the ball, and he pouted, he put his head down. His teammates don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that.
Who is affected by it?
Go back to the locker room and feel bad for yourself.
I think you're projecting.
Don't do it in front of your teammates.
I think you're projecting. I think you're projecting. I do.
But here's my first.
Your debut.
There was a band called the Toadies, and they had a debut album called Rubberneck. Every song on that album is absolutely phenomenal. Just like Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction. If you listen to that album, every song's great.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Thank you, Tom. Toadies had one famous song. It's Possum Kingdom. You'd probably recognize it. It's not Appetite for Destruction, but...
It doesn't have Paradise City, Welcome to the Jungle, Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah. No. Rocket Queen.
What band is this?
The Toadies. You would recognize the song.
Toadies?
Yeah. Possum Kingdom. The Possum Kingdom. If you put it on back there.
T-O-A-D-I-E-S. Like Toad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. If you played it on YouTube for yourself in there, mm-hmm. you would certainly, it's a 90s song. You would recognize it. Yeah.
Jackie 90s.
So A.J. Brown did not practice today. It is second consecutive day of not practicing due to a hamstring. Mm. We didn't know anything about the hamstring. You know, who knows? Maybe that's why he didn't talk to the media after the game. Maybe his hamstring was bothering him. Who knows?
Looked fine on the last play, by the way.
He did look fine on the last play. Yes, maybe he heard it on that play.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe he heard it on that play. Dan Orlovsky was on ESPN talking about A.J. Brown. Here's what he had to say.
I think just in relation to AJ, I would disagree that he's trying to send a message of, I want the ball thrown to me more. I think the more that time has gone on by the day, I think that there is a reality that AJ Brown prefers to be traded. That's the feeling that I'm...
Okay, stop right there. Why do you believe he prefers to be traded? That's a very powerful statement. Why would a Super Bowl champion on a Super Bowl championship squad still... prefer to be traded?
Because there's just been this consistent disconnect. There's been a consistent something is up there, whether it's the lack of production, them not throwing the ball enough, but then they go on the road. He has four for a buck 20 something and two. He has the game sealer. It's beautiful, the connection, and he's still tweeted out. And so I'm not trying to read too much into it. This is a Super Bowl contending team, but for that to continuously happen, I do think that there's parts of A.J. Brown that would prefer to be traded and maybe traded to a place that is a little bit more pass-centric.
Mm. So, you know, Dan Orlovsky's not some talking head hot take guy. Mm. You know, he's on ESPN. He seems like a pretty reasonable guy. I think that is it's a distinction between upset not getting the ball and just doesn't want to be there anymore. And to post something after actually a game where you did get the ball and not talk to the media after a game where you did get the ball, it does make you wonder at what point.
Of course,
are you
it makes everybody think that how's he still not happy? You must not like being there.
Yes,
Even for people who aren't here, even more so for people who aren't here in Philadelphia that follows this on a daily basis, on a minute basis, like we do. When they're looking at this from the outside, what do you think they're going to think? He must not be happy there. Now, they may not know the exact reason why he's not happy. We all chalked it up to, well, he's not getting the ball enough. But then when you get the ball and the targets that he's been getting over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and you're coming off a win, and you're still sending out cryptic tweets, people are going to start to try to connect dots. That's what's going to happen. You know, everybody wants to make it a WIP thing and making stuff up and trying to create, run a guy out of town. No, this is something that AJ is fueling, whether it's misconstrued or not, whether he's trolling or not. Guess what? Then you ought to be mad that he's trolling because he's keeping a negative light shine on the team and himself.
Well, and they did.
So, real quick, go ahead, for the people who like, oh, you guys are being trolled. Y'all letting AJ troll you, this, that, and the other. No, that's you saying you want us to ignore what's going on. That's what you really are saying because you're in fear that he doesn't want to be here and he wants to be traded. And we all should be in fear of that as Eagles fans, that a player of his magnitude somehow is still unhappy with the team's success over the last 2 years, his personal success, his financial security that the team has given him. He's in a city that beloves him and he still seems to be unhappy. Yeah, we should all be a little concerned as to what this truly means. And as long as he leaves stuff like this out in the atmosphere for us to try to decipher and he doesn't answer the questions or clarify it, or even when he does, he turns around and does something that contradicts it or what have you, this is not going to go away.
No, because it comes back every week.
Yes.
And Jalen, you've brought this up
a number of times.
Now, it'll
go away past the trade deadline because then the people will be like, well, he can't be traded during the season.
Sure.
But then it just becomes... what's the offseason going to be like for A.J. Brown in Philadelphia?
For a team that's trying to win the Super Bowl.
For a team that's trying to win the Super Bowl.
And he, you know, you brought this up a few times. They asked Jalen about it in the press conference yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know what? I didn't ask you for it. Do you have that? Here was that yesterday.
Yeah, do you ever see A.J.'s social media posts at all?
Yeah. I mean, I prep.
are you ever confused by what he's writing? Like, this week you're all using me with... not using me. Are you ever confused by things he...
I just keep my focus singularly on the collective.
So you've brought up, whether he's trolling or not, he is forcing the quarterback to answer questions that are directed at the implied, and I don't blame the media for this, the implication of the question is, this is something about you. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not... So, and that, who wants to deal with that? There's no, even if A.J. Brown was trolling, it puts his teammates...
It's unnecessary.
In, yeah.
Where's the benefit from this for him?
Right, right.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
And as a fan, it should frustrate you as a fan.
It frustrates me, and I love A.J. Like, yeah. I don't want A.J. to go anywhere.
And we ultimately want the team to win. Like, how's this beneficial for them moving forward if he truly is unhappy? Again, you got a platform. You can use your platform and tweet out what you want to tweet out. Be nice if you tweeted out something that was team-oriented, that said how proud you were of the great win you got on the road and you battled, or you're happy with the game Schmitty had, your boy over there, your wide receiver partner, or what have you. I mean, in 2022, you had no problem supporting Jalen Hurts. You wore T-shirts, you wore hats. Hurts is the man, and this and that and the other. It'd been nice if you tweeted out something that said, man, QB1 back, whatever, like something positive about the team. Instead, we get cryptic messages that we got to try to figure out. And what does this mean?
Yeah, we have people calling us, telling us what it means.
Yeah, like, what does this mean? So I don't know, man. Hearing Dan Orlowski say that, I wasn't surprised, because eventually that's where people are going to get to, national media, I mean, when they're trying to figure out what's going on. They're going to be like, dude must not be happy there for some reason. Does he not like the coach? Or the coordinator, meaning the offense, the way it's designed, or is it the quarterback?
And he'll continually tell you it's not the
love
offensive
coach,
coordinator.
Love Kevin Petullo. Yeah. Got no problem with that.
Yeah.
So I just, I'm not surprised that Dan Orlowski came to that conclusion.
Because that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Because even when you get the ball, you're still not happy with it. So it can't be about getting the ball.
Yes. Like, okay, they're giving you targets. They're throwing the ball more. Like, I don't know.
What are we going to do at 2:30 when AJ is gone? Is it going to be the Bryce spot?
Yeah. Well, listen. We got Embiid in the crosshairs.
Yes.
Bryce in the crosshair.
Yeah.
AJ in the crosshair.
Yeah.
A lot of stars.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing with AJ is, you have a legacy that you've built here. I mean, people view you as an Eagle great. They certainly appreciate what you contributed to a Super Bowl title team.
Oh, he can ruin it, though.
That's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
You want to ruin that?
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to force your way out of here? Like, I don't know what you're doing. What I do know is it doesn't seem like it's pulling in the same direction that the team and the majority of the players are, because we're not getting any of this type of stuff from anyone else. Everybody's got their head down. They're working. They're trying to get better. They still believe in each other. They're being supportive of one another. And I don't get it. And I've tried to be supportive of him and understand his frustration or what have you. And like, yeah, get him the ball more. And they've been trying to get him the ball more. They've been throwing deep, different routes to him, right? In the beginning, it was all he's running is crossing routes, like out routes. Now he's gotten the ball thrown to him down the field and touchdowns. And I don't get it. I don't know, man.
Well,
listen, I'm just a lowly, you know, special teamer that was happy to be on the team, didn't cause any problems, man, was just happy. You know, I don't understand
this
story.
Well, caused one problem when you left.
No, that wasn't me.
Okay.
That wasn't me. You know, what I didn't cause is any problem with my team.
Correct.
And my teammates.
Correct.
Yeah, if I want to put foots in somebody's ass, I was all for that. But as far as being a good teammate,
yes.
I don't know, man. Like, bro, get it together, man.
Yeah, stupid.
get it together, man.
Stupid. It's
meeting. No meeting. We didn't meet. We did meet. Like, it's like you're pulling in a different direction than everybody else is pulling in.
Yep.
Right? It feels like you're pulling in a different direction than the rest of the team is.
Yeah. Because at one point, we'll finish this in a second. 215-592-9494. You want to pull in the right direction. Pull yourself to Downingtown. Pull yourself to Colonial Hyundai. Colonial Hyundai. Because you know what? When you get there, John Ashdale, the car seller, is going to get you a car at a great deal that's going to pull you out of there in an even better car than the one that you're in. You walk through the lot of Colonial, you look at car, great deals on all of them right now until October 31st. That is your deadline for this. Drive home in your choice of a brand new Hyundai Palisade. Beautiful car. Santa Fe. The award-winning Tucson for just $199 a month, only at Colonial. And the car that you're driving up in, that you want to leave there, you're like, I don't know what they're going to give me for this. Well, they're going to give you more than anybody else. Guarantee you $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And every brand new Hyundai that leaves the lot on Colonial leaves with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get in there before October 31st, Route 30 in Downingtown, Colonial Hyundai, or colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, lease tier one credit through HMF, 10,000 miles a year, 10% down, plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Here's the good news. I forget what I was going to say, so I'll just go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Nice. Yeah, well, I'm just being honest. Reese in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Reese?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What up, Reese?
Hey, man, all I want to say is, free AJ, man. If y'all go on my pinned tweet, my sources have told me a few weeks ago that AJ is not happy with his quarterback. So I'm not surprised by all these antics because this is going to be their last year playing together.
That actually,
I just want to get that out the way.
You know what, Reese? That actually reminds me of what I was going to say. Is there was at one point, because we're on the same page of a lot of things. There was one point when I was saying to myself, well, AJ has a point and I get it. But when he's actually getting the ball and he's still doing it, it is very hard for me to defend the actions when you are producing. So when he had a point, when he didn't get in the first game, first game, he didn't get a target till 2 minutes left in the game. I get it. Second game, I get it. You start to get the ball. You have the Rams, the second half against the Rams, you get a bunch of, you know, targets, a bunch of catches. You have 120 yards against the Giants. That's when it loses me on then this guy's got a point because he doesn't have a point anymore. Now it's a personal thing. And what I would say for AJ, for the sake of the team, either request a trade or don't request a trade. But if you're going to request a trade, go ahead and do it. And if you're not, then just, you're here. You should want the team to be successful. Jalen's one of 50 some guys in that locker room, 60 some when you count practice squad. So even if you don't like that one guy, you're causing an issue for every other guy whose legacy depends on the success of this team. And that's why it bothers me, you know, because I want to be for him because I understood his point, but I don't understand his point now.
To be fair to AJ, he doesn't just want to win Super Bowls. He wants to be a Hall of Famer. He wants to be all pro. And those things can't happen if he has to be stuck in an offense like this for the rest of his career. He wants to be one of the greatest ever, and I can't fault him for that. If the Eagles were to offer him a contract right now, he wouldn't get paid one of the highest because his production doesn't match what an elite wide receiver would say. So I'm actually on AJ's side on this.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to let you get to your point. But the financial part of the Eagles didn't ask AJ to take a pay cut.
Yeah,
They just gave him a new contract last year.
Right. I get that. But I'll tell you what, if you put AJ on a team with Lamar or Mahomes or Josh Allen, He's going to be thrilled.
Yes, because Stephon Diggs was so thrilled to play with Josh Allen.
Stephon Diggs is not A.J. Brown.
Oh, my God.
Stephon Diggs is not A.J. Brown. He's not. A.J. Brown is not.
What was A.J. Brown before he got here? Hold on. What was A.J. Brown before he got here to Philly? I remember Stephon Diggs winning games in Minnesota.
Do you think if A.J. Brown could catch passes, you think we could replace A.J. Brown easier or Hurts easier?
AJ Brown. Hold on. Make sure I didn't stutter. Make sure I didn't stutter, Reese. AJ Brown can be replaced.
No, he can't. And he's a top five receiver in the league. You can replace a bottom 10 quarterback faster than you
my
can
God.
A top 5 wide receiver.
Oh, come my on, God. Man. Listen, I ain't going to argue with you. I just gave you my opinion. You asked me a question. Finding a franchise quarterback is much harder than finding a
He's
wide
not
receiver.
A franchise quarterback. That's the thing. We don't have a franchise. We have a
He's
franchise.
He's not. He's not a franchise quarterback. Well, hold on. So now you done piqued my interest, Reese. If Jalen is not a franchise quarterback, then you tell me what is, and I'll compare whether or not I want that guy or I want Jalen. What's a franchise quarterback?
It's 15 quarterbacks who can win with this.
What's a franchise quarterback if Jalen is not?
A franchise quarterback is a quarterback who can win and overcome deficiencies on the team. When everything isn't great, Jalen Hurts has not proven he can carry a limited team like McNabb did back in the 2000s when he didn't have a great offense around him, talent-wise. Jalen Hurts has always had great talent, and if he doesn't have A.J. Brown, he's going to struggle. He's going to struggle. Trust me. We better get rid of him before we think about getting rid of A.J. Brown, or it's going to be.
Well, what did A.J. Brown do before? Hold on. What did A.J. Brown do before he played with Jalen Hurts?
He played with another scrub. That's
So then your point is he needs a quarterback, right?
AJ, yes, he needs a.
So in other words, he's not so great that he can go anywhere and play with any quarterback and put up franchise type numbers for a franchise wide receiver. He actually needs a good quarterback, right?
And we got one on the bench.
Oh my God. He's had his best years with Jalen throwing him the ball. He set a record with Jalen throwing him the ball.
Because we have a franchise GM who has a
Everybody's a franchise. Howie wasn't a franchise GM before they won the second Super Bowl, was he?
Yes, he was.
Listen, here's the thing. Here's what's great about doing what I do, Reese. I get to hear all the calls. And even after Howie had won a Super Bowl, people wanted him fired in 2020. It was a sign right outside my window right here that said, fire Howie Roseman in 2020.
We got Tanner, No Shade McKee, who's ready to take the spot. Now, can I get to my sixes?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
And then I can get to my debut guy.
Okay.
Now, BJ, victorious, joyous. He's going to be better than Bubba Chuck Allen Iverson.
Oh my God.
Was amazing last night. Oh, and the crazy thing is.
You're just one bad take after another.
The crazy thing is, the future of the team just taken away between him, Maxie, and McCain. He's going to be the best player, and McCain is going to be better than Maxie. McCain upside is better than Maxie, and we did all
this guy's got
last
good
night.
Eyes, man.
We did all this last night without our second best young player. The next championship in the city of Philadelphia, the 2026 Philadelphia 76ers, as long as Joel Embiid is healthy.
Well, yeah, that's a big maybe, buddy.
I stopped listening when you said Etchkin was going to be better than AI.
Well, yeah, I'm a prognosticator. Nah. I'm an aficionado when it comes to this thing, Spike. Ike, don't worry. So let me get to my debut, by the way.
Don't worry, Ike.
The great Roy Halladay first career postseason start, the no-hitter.
Does that count as a debut?
No.
Debut playoff.
That was his debut in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was.
It's cheating a little bit, but I'll let it slide.
Postseason game.
It's doc.
Debut.
It's doc, so we'll let it slide.
I like it.
215.
I like it. Reese had already irritated me, though.
Yeah,
I could tell.
You either had to check out or you were going to fight with him until 5 o'clock. I could see. You're like, I got to shut this down. It was a mature decision by you. It was a mature decision. I could see it ramping up, and you know we're in time crunch. So
yeah.
So coming up next, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks will join us. We'll get updates.
Oh, yeah, somebody else to get my blood.
He's on fire today.
We'll get an update on A.J. Brown's health. We'll get an update on Cam Jurgens' health. But he's going to have to come to Jesus on the following tweet that he sent on June 11th, 2025. VJ Edgecombe is a role player. Ace Bailey is a star. Sixers should take the star and not the role player. Elliot only had one other famous Sixers tweet from 2014 when he said that they should take Noah Vonleh over Joel Embiid. So we'll talk to Elliot about that. Also, his take that athletes should be able to gamble on their own games is an interesting take to discuss today. We might need Elliot for more than 15 minutes or so. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.